Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of DC Comics. Sorry. Ooh, wow. This is how you know I'm messed up this week. Welcome back up. Comics Saturday. So this past Saturday, I didn't do one. I actually got caught COVID the day before. I was just out of it. I was done. Like, my body was not doing anything. There at least a couple times during those 2 days, I had to crawl out of bed. Now, I know I did say on the Good Pods Facebook group that I wasn't going to be on for, there wasn't going to be no new episodes or anything like that, but I was like, you know what? No, I at least got to do one. So, I'll tell you what had happened was I recorded the most recent DC Comics on 101 episode a week prior before I even got the COVID. So, that's why I got lucky with the whole episode on Monday. But then I chose to, let me skip Wednesday. Just let me try to do a little recovery still. So now we're back. We're about to get back into the Blue Beetle. I know we haven't done a Blue Beetle issue since the second Saturday, I'm going to say, of December. If you remember, we started the limited series, the Blue Beetle Graduation Day. We did issue one. I actually have issues 2 and 3 here with me, but I'm going to do 2 separate episodes and stuff. But yeah, if you all remember from issue 1, it was Jaime Reyes, was the Blue Beetles. He starts off in the comic battling somebody. I forgot their name. They were wearing like a purple cloak. And no, it's not cloak, because that's Marvel. And then next thing you know, in the next few pages, we realize he's fighting on his graduation day. So he's rushing from a battle, running in, doing all this stuff. And I was like, yo, where you been? Have you been doing stuff? Like, what's up? And I was busy, I was sick, kind of thing. And then, next thing you know, the beat on his back gets like a random alien signal, and he just starts pulling Jaime away from the whole graduation ceremony. And Jaime's like, wait, what is going on here? Dude, what are you doing? We gotta go. We got to stay here. And the Beetle just suited Jaime up and shot him into space. Like, what is going on? And the Blue Beetle just reading all these signals, these alien signals. And Jaime asks him, is the Reach back? Now, if you don't know, the Reach is basically like the other forms of Beetles, so to speak. There's other colors of Beetles. There's a Green Beetle, Black Beetle, Yellow Beetle. Those other ones, they basically have the same mentality as a Blue Beetle to take over worlds, take over people and stuff like that. But luckily, the one that Jaime got, it was good, essentially. Made Jaime essentially into a good person. The Jaime made the Beetle, into a good superhero. Jaime made the Blue Beetle. Yes, okay, that makes sense. Sorry. I'm still a little woo from everything. But essentially, the Reach is like, imagine the Green Lantern Corps. Obviously, nicest dudes around. And then you got like the Yellow and Red Lanterns. That's kind of what the Reach is for the Beetle situation. And alien life forms. You know what I mean? And then he's like, wait, what's going on? Beetle's all like, wait, what? And then next thing you know, they go back home. The Beetle and Jaime go back to Jaime's house. And he opens the door. And there's a huge celebration for him. Because obviously it's graduation day. Graduation party. His parents are like, are you okay? Is everything okay? Was it Beetle related? Like, his parents, I guess, must know that he's a Blue Beetle. But they respect him enough that he knows what he's doing. Let's see who pulls up. The big dog. Or second big dog of the Justice League. Mr. Superman. He's like, hey, honey, what's going on? Oh, some good. He just walks in, just eating some cake. Everybody's like, hey, Superman, what's up? Da, da, da. And then he takes Jaime outside. And he tells Jaime, we got to ground you, bro. And essentially, Superman lied to Jaime. He was like, well, we need you to take care of yourself and make sure, do teenager things. And we just feel like your mind has not been into everything that it needs to be into in the sense of everyday life and get you used to what you need to get used to. And I was like, nah, man, I got it, Supes, I got it. But you can't ground me. What the heck? And all this stuff. But then Jaime agrees, like, all right, you know what? I respect you, Superman, so I'm going to listen to you. And then Jaime goes back to inside the house with his peoples. The next panel you see is Superman talking to Batman. Be like, He doesn't know anything. We're good for now. And then you see Batman in the Batcave with the same alien signals that the Blue Beetle, the Scarab, excuse me, I've been saying the Blue Beetle the whole time, the Scarab has been reading in its own mind the whole time. So, I mean, Justice League, obviously, they know shit. They have the Watchtower. They read all these things. So they're trying to get behind it before Jaime does. That way he doesn't get caught in a crossfire between this between the blue all these different colored scarabs and stuff like that. And we cut back to what you call it, Jaime's house and his friends. They go out to, you know what I'm saying, have a good night. It was a graduation day. They just go out, you know what I mean, have a good time. Get out of the house. Next thing you know, they see on the TV screen that the yellow beetle has attacked. And one of his friends says, "A friend of yours?" Jaime's like, "I don't think so." And then, boom, comic's done. So that's where we're back here now. We're about to start the issue. Yeah, so let's go. All these limited series, essentially, I think they're called, yeah, it's just called Graduation Part 1, Part 2, and all that stuff. So, in the cover of this issue number 2 limited series, you have the yellow beetle, so I guess we're gonna call her or him or them, holding up Jaime in his costume. I don't like to call it costume, his uniform, so to speak, in like one arm over their head, like I beat him. This is your champion, this is your person. So I apologize for that. My hair cut a lot of that during this. But so right before I just said we left off, let's go. It's been weeks after their first sighting in El Salvador. The mysterious yellow beetle, now identified as Dynasties, has appeared all across the continent. Meanwhile, Texan's own Blue Beetle has seemingly vanished. We spoke to Wonder Woman outside of the Themyscira Embassy. I assure you, we are monitoring the dynasty's appearances, and we will update the public as needed. See, like I said, Jaime's staying grounded because Supes told him to. As for the Blue Beetle, he's safe and happy. Oh, I'm thrilled. Jaime, help! Are you going to run this food or not? My nephew, the superhero, can't even help his aunt. So, oh, his whole family knows he's soup. Oh, damn. As you might have guessed, things have changed for me. For one, my parents sent me packing to Palomera City. And two, Superman grounded me. That means no Blue Beetle. So I'm a restaurant professional now. Lo siento, tía Gloria. Me distraje. If you remember last time too, I'm Puerto Rican, but my Spanish is horrible. What are you doing serving me cold burgers? I kind of hate it here. These days, I work at my tia's driving Gloria's Diner. People are so much ruder in Palmera City than they were in El Paso. Food service is a lot harder than being a superhero. Hey, Jessica Cruz, any word about Dynasties? I feel like they want to say it in Spanish, but I don't want to mess it up. Nothing. Nothing new, Jaime. Just hang tight, okay? I want to help with Dynasties, but everyone is so worried about the Reach. The superheroes are keeping me at arm's length. I guess I'm just a normal kid with a crummy job, working long hours at this dumb diner, a world away from everyone I've ever known. Hi Paco, hi Brenda. I thought it would be fun to show you around my new home. They say Palmera City is the fastest growing city in the country, and it has been this way for years. It's because Palmera City is a high-tech boomtown. The hub is where the smartest minds in the world meet and invent. You love it here, Brenda. My friend Ted Cord has his offices here too. We're gonna meet up later. Cord Industries is kind of the biggest name in town. As soon as I can afford it, I'm getting one of those self-driving Lexless. Lexless? Okay. So in about 100 years. But the Keys are where the action is. It's the oldest part of town, and that's where I live. It's also where the art and culture and community are. Albuquerque Pier holds an annual Day of the Dead celebration that draws in people from all over. Sooner or later, I'm going to learn how to surf. Jimenez Street is where the first settlers lived, and it has all the best shops. Mi abuela used to take me here when I was a kid. And at the end of the street is Gloria's Diner. You've probably seen that crazy foodie eat our famous puffy tacos on TV. Anyway, I'll have to show you the museums and everything else next time. I miss you guys a lot. Come and visit soon. Hope your summer's going great. Click. Because mine isn't. So, Jaime was recording like a video message to his friends back home and stuff like that. Oh, I'm running late. Guayeste. El edificio está paradísimo. I feel like I'm butchering all these words. Welcome to Cord Industries. I'm here to see Ted Cord, the Blue Beetle. The second Blue Beetle. I mean, technically, there are three. Huh? Kajiada, what are you trying to... Oh, scab's about to turn on again. Oh, defense modes. Dynastis, I guess you don't want to talk this through, huh? The beetle... So when the beetle feels threatened, it puts the shield on Jaime to protect them, him, and itself. Fine by me. Dynastis is destroying Jaime right now. Where'd you come from? Did the Reach send you? What do you want with me? Quiet, huh? Okay, let's try something else. Boom. Okay, now I'm getting mad. Wait, this lab is full of people? Oh my god. Run. I need to buy some time for everyone to escape. Oh, there we go. Hey, Dollar Tree Blue Beetle, come and get me. Yeah. He makes the Yellow Beetle, or Dynastis, stick their claw into an electrical port. Te vas a aprender de eso. Espera, ¿hablas español? Solamente quiero... Don't worry, I got you. Por favor, no tenemos que pelar. What? Not now. Kajida! I can't really, save the day if you won't let me transform. Please, 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 let me switch back. What is wrong with you, Kaji? What is wrong, Jaime? No. Hajida! ¿Qué? Don't worry, Jaime. Blue Beetle is here. Ted Cord pulls up in the suit. Oy, ¿qué está pasando? No me puedo mover. That should keep you busy. Hopefully. Ted? Cool tech. Isn't it? Anti-kinetic plasma gel. The more you struggle, the stronger it gets. It's something I've been playing with. We have to save your strength. We've got this. Are you okay, Jaime? I don't know. Oi. We'll deal with them in a minute. In the meantime, I have someone very important I want you to meet. Victoria Cord. My big sister. And CEO of Cord Industries. I'm so sorry we haven't met before, Jaime. Unfortunately, my work keeps me tied to Palmero City. I run the business and research while Teddy here plays superhero with his man crush. I told you this a million times, sis. We're dealing with threats to the time stream. I hope you know how ridiculous that sounds. Yes, he does. Our mission at Cord Industries is to point humanity toward the future. Isn't that dangerous? We make our alien-derived technology patent-free, allowing it to be shared with other competitors around the world. You're right to be cautious, but we're doing real good here. Hunger? The water crisis? Disease? We have the potential to end those things forever. Humanity needs a miracle these days, Jaime. This is it. Hola, ¿puedo hablar contigo por un momento? ¿No entiendes a matar, por favor? I'm not your science experiment. My name is Chamara. And if you hurt my beetle, oh, X, you'll regret it. I'm Hammond, and my scarab is Hajida. I'm not going to hurt you, but why did you attack the lab? I don't care about Cold Industries. It was you I was trying to attack. What? Why me? Something's not adding up. What are we going to do, Ted? We can't leave her in the laser box. Of course not. Victoria has a facility here where we can hold her in for the meantime. It's much nicer than my apartment. Jeez. Honest. Chamara, what is it? Nice to meet you. I'm Victoria, the one whose lab you just wrecked. Are you sure we should do this? We don't have much of a choice right now. How much? He just tried to kill you. It appears Hamada's beetle is out of control. It would be insane to let someone let that run free. I promise, the Hero Committee will figure this out. Keeping you alive is our first priority. Whatever the Reach are planning, it won't work. We'll be ready. Do you really believe that? I'm not sure I was in control of Hajida back there. Our connection's off. Don't sell yourself short. You both did great. I believe in our friends, and you should, so should you. Hey, I have something that will cheer you up. You're working at that restaurant now, right? How would you feel about a part-time internship? I know Supes doesn't want you heroing, but that doesn't mean you can't hang out with your pal Ten now and then. I'm going to give you a badge so you can enter the building whenever you want, but our ta f well, for tax reasons, you have to be unpaid. Sorry. If the Reach really are coming, I need you close by. We take care of each other, okay? Yes, of course. Thank you so much, Ted. This is the best news I could have ever hoped for. Qué día de largo, largo. Me alegro que por fin podamos relajarnos juntas. ¿Te quieres acuarme y ver el programa de cazadores de fantasmas? ¿Seguro sin fantasmas de verdad? No sé por qué te gusta tanto. ¿Quién dice que no son de verdad? Te amo, Marisol. Por siempre, Gloria. Read the sign. Está cerrado. Ay, por fin llegaste. Sorry, I didn't realize you'd be up. You're working a double tomorrow. You should be in bed. But before you go, you have a friend waiting for you out back. Huh? A friend? Starfire? The planet is preparing for war, Jaime Reyes. And you're the one who can stop it. Next on the horizon. So that was the issue. So, yeah, that was cool, actually. What do y'all think? So now we know Yellow Beetle's name is Dynasty, to be precise. And it speaks Spanish, which is cool. The person inside of it is called Huamara. And Jaime got sent to live with his aunt, which he's not a fan of. Obviously, who would be? It's cool that we got to see OG Ted Kord here. I love that they brought him into this. So, I mean, probably gonna see a lot more of him within the next three, four, five, and six issues and stuff like that. Clearly, something big is going on with the Reach and the Scarabs, because it seems like the Yellow Scarab and the Blue Scarab are going haywire. And now the fact that Starfire, which was like an adult Starfire, has come in to tell Jaime, like, yo, Jaime, we need you, bro. You're probably the reason why we're gonna win this war. And Jaime's face is like, what? And then boom, end of the issue. I think that was cool. That was fun. I know my Spanish is horrendous. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my Spanish being horrendous. It's on me, nobody else, obviously. But I kind of want to just read the next issue. You know what I'm saying? But I'm waiting till the following week to get that in and out of here. You know what I'm saying? But what do y'all think? I thought it was fun. It was cool. It was quick. Now we get to know who everybody is now. You know who the players so far are going to be. Justice League started to protect Jaime clearly because it's a big deal. But yeah, until next time, y'all know what it is. Go check out youtube.com/mfg22 or just look it up on the search bar on YouTube. And then you hit that twitch.tv/mellowfellowgaming. I've been doing a lot of WWE 2K22, like just match setups. I let the computer just battle it out, stuff like that. And I do some commentary to it. But I think it's fun. I'm having fun with it. What do y'all think? Y'all having fun with it? Oh, well, y'all having fun with it. So thank you all for listening, watching, subscribing, like, hit all those good, lovely buttons. Until we hear you next time, always and forever, one love. Peace. Hey, guy, what's going on? Do you guys ever feel tired and you just want a nice little pick-me-up to, you know, just wake you up a little bit, but won't drag you down right after you finish, the energy's all gone? Go check out W.GG. Literally, I actually bought it, you know what I'm saying? And I tried it. I'm like, first thing, the flavors are fucking phenomenal. One almost tastes like a Starburst. It's called Dub Slime. That's just ridiculous. But my favorite one is Galaxy Grenade. Has nice, sweet taste. It tastes a little berry-ish, little berry style to it. It's delicious. But you also go check out. Go to W.GG. And if you use my code MFG22, you get 10% off your order, all right? Thank you all once again. Again, W.GG, use code MFG22.